I'm here with Charlie Crockett. How's it going?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. I'm drinking me some Topo Chico, some iced tea, and glad that it ain't July yet in Texas.
You're on a nationwide tour right now, right?
Yeah, we're doing St. Louis, Chicago, Europe most of July. I'll be in be on the West Coast in June, up and down the West Coast in June, then back in August.
You traveled around quite a bit. I mean, you started out in South Texas, down in the Valley, ended up in Dallas / New Orleans, kind of growing up, which explains a lot of the sound that you have.
Yeah.
And then you were over in Europe, ending up in Paris.
Played on the streets there for around a year, yep. Played on the subways in New York for about 4 years.
And then Potter Valley, California.
Yeah. Potter Valley, baby. Well, the thing is, so like, I mean, I've been a drifter most of my life from 17 on. I'm 34 now. And even now, I mean, I got a really heavy gig schedule, but all I do is circle this nation and overseas and stuff, which is what I've always liked doing. But I have always spent about half of that time in the big cities and the other half of that time way out on the farms. I'd hitchhike up to California, stay on people's farms, the old timers, some of the new school young kids that was coming up, getting into this stuff they're doing now. And that's really, it was Northern California that embraced the music in me maybe first, because I was playing on people's farms. You know, we're getting together at campfires, trading songs, going to the open mics at, I used to go to the Ukiah Brewery and, you know, in Ukiah, California. And, you know, I'd play up there I'd play at the open mics, and the community would be out there. And it was a really good, you know what I'm saying? It's just that culture out there is so good for live music. And that's really where I kind of nurtured my stuff. And then I would take it into the big cities where, you know, you really have to grind. You know, I'd be squatting in warehouses and playing for change, you know, dollars, tips and stuff. And then I'd you know, get out of there and go back out, you know, out to NorCal and just, you know, heal. I mean, I've lived in and out of Mendocino County for a decade. And yeah, it's like my first real following was getting played like on KZYX and, you know, doing the, you know, Lake County Public Radio and all that type of stuff. So
you've got a lot of blues. You've got a lot of Zydeco. Is there anything that's off limits to you per se?
You know, watered down commercial music, you know, and it doesn't matter what genre we're talking about. But, you know, it's like, I have a deep love for old time country and Western, both kinds, you know, because to me, there's no difference between the old time blues and the old time country. And I learned that music in the street in New Orleans. I heard as much the jug bands playing around me, and I was playing with and stuff, were playing tons of old drinking songs. We really crossed in between playing spirituals, old time blues, and drinking songs.
Yeah.
It's all the same music. I don't ever try to pretend to be some kid that grew up in a vacuum where like all I ever heard was Delta blues. You know, that's not the reality of growing up, you know, with a poor single mom in Texas. You know, I was exposed to a lot of that stuff that you're just forced to hear on the radio. But time and again, the music that would move me would be hip hop. You know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of garbage. And it's amazing how often my favorite songs in hip hop are based off of soul samples. And so like Curtis Mayfield, Nina Simone, Wendy Renee, Joe Tex, Otis Redding, I would discover those artists time and again through a hip hop artist. And so what I'm saying is, it really wasn't like I discovered Hank Williams and the Carter Family in New Orleans once I was in my early 20s playing on the street, because that was really the first time. It's not like I'd never heard that music, but that was the place in my life that it hit me. Right. And that was the stuff that we were playing on the street that worked. And I fell in love with that music. Like I was able to hear, I found the same stuff that I liked in hip hop, like the struggle. I found that even more consistently in the old time music.
So where does the heart of country music lie now?
I don't know, man. It's hard to say. I mean, I know that from playing on the streets and traveling around for a lot of years, that I've heard a lot of really good traveling young men and women who can do honky-tonk and country better than anybody you ever heard of that's got an agent and running around playing the game in Nashville or any of those places. A lot of the most talented people are in street bands all over America in that traveling culture. And it's alive and well there. I don't know, man. You know, I don't think there's just, I mean, Hank Williams said it really good. You know, he said people love to feel bad, you know, for themselves. And that's one way to put it, but it's just, you know, it's the same, like, I love that music because there's something so satisfying in hearing a really good, kind of heart-wrenching, Ernest Tubb drinking song. You know, I can't ever get enough of it.